This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. About 20% of the most vulnerable Coloradans have had the new COVID booster that targets the Omicron variant. CPR's John Daly reports.
Those 65 and older are the most at risk from the coronavirus and account for most deaths. But only 19% of them have gotten the new booster dose that targets the super transmissible Omicron variant. The last two winters saw high levels of coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations. This winter, respiratory bugs and flu are expected to spread widely. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Rents are rising faster in metro area suburbs than in the city of Denver. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Denver median rent is up 16% from the beginning of the pandemic. But compared to the suburbs, that's not so bad. In the cities surrounding Denver, there was more than a 25% increase in rent. Castle Rock and Westminster saw nearly 30% hikes. The numbers reflect a national pandemic trend of people preferring suburbs and more space over dense city living. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Residents in Denver's East Colfax neighborhood came together Saturday to protest plans to build luxury condos in the area. CPR's Tony Gorman was there.
Chants of displeasure could be heard in different languages along the Denver-Aurora border. Residents are concerned that they won't be able to afford to live in East Colfax after plans to build luxury condos were approved by the Aurora Planning Commission. Resident Nebu Asfal says the project only adds to the ongoing housing crisis in Metro Denver.
People are working two jobs, three jobs to make ends meet, and people are stretched too much. So this is going to make it nearly impossible.
East Colfax is home to many immigrant and refugee communities in Metro Denver. The condos are expected to sell for more than $600,000 if they are built. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The metro area has highs today in the mid-60s, Grand Junction close to 70. This is CPR News.